Oh, yeah. You knew I'd be here. That's right. Woo! Woo! Ah! 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 What? 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 I can't hear anybody. Nobody's here. Where's all that?
Where's all that jinx talk?
Where's all
we're
that?
Not here.
I can't hear anybody. Hey,
we're not here
hey! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Nah, I don't feel like dancing. Nah.
No, you don't.
Nah, I don't want to dance today. Nah, it's not a good day for dancing today. Dance. You go ahead and dance. Go ahead.
That's right. Come on, Cleveland. Dance with me. Dance with me. I can't get nobody to dance with me in here.
I don't want to dance today. No, I'm not dancing today. That was garbage.
Woo! Ah, oh, Sybil, come on and dance with me. Come on. Come on, dance with a winner. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
I don't want to dance. I don't feel like dancing.
I don't hear. Dance all by yourself. You deserve
I don't feel like dancing. I'm with you, Sybil.
You need to dance all by yourself.
Yeah, mighty quiet. Mighty quiet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun.
What's that? What's that? What you doing? What you doing? You're cheating. Who's cheating? Huh? Who's cheating? There's no cheating in the NBA.
It was cheating last night.
Yeah, I got to ask Kim Whitley to dance with me. I can't get nobody to dance.
No, that's your partner. No. That's who you brought to the dance.
Dance with
that's
your
who
partner.
You need to
that's
dance.
That's right.
With.
That's right. Go ahead.
Dance with Kim. Yeah.
That's right.
I'll cut it. Cut it, Super Dave. Cut it.
Oh, don't cut it. Go ahead.
I can't.
Keep dancing.
That's right. This place right
here.
This place.
Do your dance. Do your dance.
Y'all don't want me to have no fun, huh? That's all right. That's all right. I'm with Cleveland. Cavaliers.
I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't even watch it, some of that garbage. I couldn't watch that mess, man.
God.
Garbage.
Remember, garbage. It's garbage.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, Sip. Uh-huh.
That was a great night.
Now, you knew from the tip-off what time
it was.
Well,
I knew before the tip, because when you said you were all in.
I was all in.
And gotten tickets for Game 7 already?
I bought tickets for Game 7 before Game 6 started.
The fix was in, Sid?
I knew he had it. He was so proud of himself. He's like, I'm all in. I got my tickets for Game 7. I'm ready. Let's go.
Happy Father's
Where is
Day.
Game 7 going to be?
In Oakland.
In Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
At Golden State.
Yeah. Can anybody call it now? I guess. I don't
know.
Yeah. It's Cleveland's game?
Yes, yeah, Cleveland's game. Ask ESPN. Ask ESPN. Yeah. You see where Steph Curry's wife got on Twitter and said the NBA's cheating?
And then she had to go in and delete that. Yeah.
Oh, she deleted that?
Yeah, she had to. Yeah.
You know, light skin don't take losing too well.
That's true. That much is true. That much is true. I'll give you that one. We don't.
It's the same thing with the water gun fight. We have the same problem, man.
On land, on water.
There's something about light skin. They can't take losing, man. They can't.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I text you and I said, it was like 2 hours before the game.
Oh, yeah, well before game time. Absolutely.
I turned that mess on. I said, let me turn this. Let me go to bed. I got to go to work.
I got to go to work in the morning. I'll hear all of this tomorrow.
Mrs.
Curry was upset because they hassled her daddy in the...
Oh, that's why she was upset.
Yeah, she was upset because her daddy tried to get in there, and they thought her daddy was a scalper that was sneaking into the game.
But they
should know this. They should know this man's face by now.
True. Yeah.
Congratulations, Cleveland. Really.
And Tom,
I know. I was on stage last night. They were yelling out, "What's the score?" I'm like, "Shut up."
That was in the middle of your show?
In the middle of my show, man. Somebody watching the game in the back of the room, man. What's the score? Shut up.
Laugh at these jokes. Come on.
You're in Baltimore, right?
In B-More, baby, at the Comedy Factory. It was great last night. Thanks, everybody. Two tonight, two tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I got to the room play, I couldn't watch it. It was just garbage. It was straight garbage. I couldn't watch that garbage and turn it off, man.
It's garbage now, huh?
That's what. It is garbage. If you lose, it's garbage, right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
When your team loses, it's garbage, man. It's fixed.
Isn't it something? He's pulling for light skin.
He's pulling for the light skin team.
And you're pulling for dark skin. What?
The world is coming
to an
end.
It's time to get right. It's time to get right. It's time to get right.
It really is, Jay.
Every time I look around, it's light skin, dark skin, light skin, dark skin.
But not this time. Not this time.
And that's what everybody else is saying. I thought he was for the light skin. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, Game 7.
It's on.
Oh, Cussin' Curry be right by Game 7?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was cussing yesterday, man.
Is that the first time an MVP has
ever
fouled out?
I've never seen him curse like that, man.
I think it's the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in a finals. Yeah, he fouled out. He was trying too hard.
They're really mad.
He got so mad that he threw his mouthpiece, the mouthpiece that he always sticks in, threw his mouthpiece into the stand and hit one of the fans. And the fan that he hit happened to be the son of one of the owners.
Oh.
He was upset, man.
He threw his mouthpiece in the stand and hit the Cleveland Cavaliers owner's son. And then he got ejected. He's probably going to get fined for that, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yes.
Throw your mouthpiece into the stand.
There's a lot of frustration on Golden State's part. But you know what? It's making, as you said, follow the money. It's making for an incredible finals.
That's what they wanted. They wanted this setup, man. They wanted this from the beginning of the year.
It's good.
There was only one game was set up, and that was the one that they.
Okay.
Draymond Green, and that was I told you the taco theory, and after that.
Yeah, luckily that went away.
After that,
cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. All right. Sunday night.
Sunday night. So you'll leave brunch and go straight to the game.
Yeah.
Will you make brunch on Sunday?
I'm going to make brunch.
Okay.
They're going to have to change the time.
Knowing how much you love brunch, yes.
They're going to have to change the time, you know. But it's Father's Day. Why can't you change the time for Father's Day?
It's like, yeah, you pay for brunch and then you're out of there, huh?
Yeah, right, man.
That's pretty much the way it goes for Father's Day.
That's right. This time I really got someplace to go.
They take you to brunch and then they look at you. You're right. That's how they do it. They all take you out and then they look at you to pay.
That's right.
And then you're out of there. Happy Father's Day, fathers everywhere.
Okay. This time, Daddy's in charge.
That's right. And it is Friday on the TJMS. Ah!